You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. Blame supply and demand for higher egg prices. University of Wisconsin economist Andrew Stevens says this year's bird flu outbreak meant a lot of laying hens had to be euthanized, and it takes about 6 months to replace them. Stevens points out it's also the time of year when more people start baking again, which brings up demand. The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Recovery and cleanup efforts are still ongoing in our southern states, and Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall in Florida this evening. Two of our linemen from Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission are joining a caravan to help with the restoration process. 47 employees from Municipal Electric Utilities of Wisconsin are driving south, bringing needed technical support and equipment to help restore power after these horrific storms. WWNLC is holding their annual open house tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. to celebrate Public Power Week. They'll have activities including lift truck rides, demonstrations, face painting, refreshments, and more. That's tomorrow at their main location, 221 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can order free COVID-19 at-home test kits. Each household can receive 4 free test kits at covidtests.gov. People all over Wisconsin are turning up the pressure to hold the mayor of Wausau accountable for moving the city's only absentee drop box last month. There was a protest at City Hall last night. The box is back, but critics say the public's trust is broken. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The train already left the station at that point. Like, you already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into.
Ramos spoke with Civic Media's Chad Holmes. The Wisconsin Justice Department is looking into whether Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law. There's a flu vaccine clinic happening today at the Nakusa Community Center. This is free for children ages 6 months to 18 years of age, but you must be accompanied by a parent. The flu clinic is from 3 to 6 today, no appointment necessary. The first open house for the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Master Plan is tonight. You're welcome to attend at McMillan Library from 5 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, there'll be 2 opportunities, at the Ground Up Coffee House from 8 to 10 and at Bee's Tap House from 5 to 7. On Friday, the last open house will be at Ground Up again from 8 to 10. At least 4 deer have been found dead in nearby counties. The DNR confirms the deer in Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha have tested positive for the virus that causes epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. The virus is spread between deer by midges. The virus does not infect humans. Signs of EHD in deer include excessive salivation and weakness. If you find a sick or dead deer, email dnrwildlifeswitchboard@wisconsin.gov or call 608-267-0866. Because of the hurricanes in the southeast, blood collection efforts have been affected and more donations are needed in other areas to keep the blood supply stable. You can donate with the Red Cross in Nacusa tomorrow from noon to 5 at Lake Arrowhead, on October 17th from 10 to 3 at McMillan Library, and on October 30th, you can donate at the Nacusa High School from 1 to 6. The Community Blood Center will be collecting at the former East Junior High School on October 15th from 10 to 3 and October 28th from 2 to 7. Work begins at Walden Park this week, and they're looking for volunteers. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., you can help with the installation of the native vegetative mat for the Walden Park Prairie Restoration Project. You'll need to fill out a volunteer form at the Rome Town Hall before coming to the park on 9th Avenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you haven't seen Wolverine and Deadpool yet, you're in luck. It's still in theaters. The film has taken in $633 million at the domestic box office, and it's been in theaters since early July. Showing some serious staying power, the Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman-led blockbuster came in 7th place this past weekend at the box office, still managing to pull in $1.5 million in its 11th week of release. That, folks, is what they call having box office legs. In interesting business model news, who doesn't love to be freaked out by their accommodations when traveling? That said, soon you can make your worst nightmares come true by staying at the house that was the setting for the 1982 film Poltergeist. The Simi Valley, California house just sold to a man hoping to not only turn it into an Airbnb, but replicate the movie set where a young girl got sucked into the TV set. Luckily, that is more unlikely to happen nowadays with the much less poltergeist-friendly flat-screen TVs. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? Stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon, and the wind today generally light out of the east. Clear tonight, 37. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Friday, partly cloudy, 78. But our highs are going to drop into the 50s to low 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.